Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, October 24th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So we're going to do a little switch up on the impeachment coverage. I can't continue to do this. It's not fair to you, and it's wasting my time. So I'm only going to report impeachment stuff that's fact-based and important. I'm not going to do the propaganda du jour thing and the leaks thing and an anonymous source thing, the front page of the New York Times thing. That's all a bunch of garbage, and I'm not going to report it. Now, it will be reported on cable news if you want to take the time to look there. Okay with me. I'm not disparaging you trying to get the full picture. But for me, I see what's happening now. It's every day Adam Schiff is going to leak something out, or Pelosi is going to leak something out to make Trump look bad, try to drive him crazy, and try to give the world the impression that the president's a corrupt guy. And it's not my job to try to weed this stuff out, because I don't have access to any of the people, the whistleblowers, the documents. I can't see them. How can I defend or not defend anything? So unless it's a fact-based thing, I'm ignoring it. The only fact-based thing that I saw in the last 24 hours were a bunch of Democrats in the House crashed Schiff's secret hearings. Good for them. Good for them. Bring publicity to this dog and pony show. I mean, if anybody thinks this is an up-and-up investigation designed to help the American people, you're out of your mind. It's a pure political play. It's being done in a corrupt manner, and that's the truth. And you know what I say? I say, even if President Trump wanted to get dirt on Joe Biden from Ukraine, so what? Biden is tied in to the Obama administration. Biden admitted going to Ukraine and threatening the government there over loan money. He admitted it. It's on camera. So even if Trump wanted to get dirt on Joe Biden for political purposes, he has the absolute right as president of the United States to uncover corruption. That's the bottom line on this. If Joe Biden was some angel who never did anything, it'd be a different story, wouldn't it? But he's not. And we know the Justice Department is investigating the Obama administration, the Attorney General there, and a lot of other things. CIA guy, FBI guy, as far as corruption is concerned. And Trump asking for help from Ukraine to get information about that, those things which Joe Biden might be tied into. I don't think Biden's tied into it, but he could be. Nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. I know the Constitution pretty well. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Georgetown, good university. It's gone a little left over the years. Georgetown poll surveyed 1,000 registered voters earlier this month, and I asked a couple of very provocative questions about civility in America. The party identification of those surveys, Republican 40, Democrat 49, Independent 60. And most of those independents are left-leaning. All right, so on a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 is there is no political division in the country, and 100 is we're on the verge of a civil war, a shooting civil war, where are we? 67. That's much closer to a shooting civil war than it is to everybody loves each other, kumbaya. Second question. The political, racial, and class divisions in this country are getting worse, and our national dialogue is breaking down. Do you agree or disagree? Total agree, 77%. Total disagree, 21%. Okay. Third question, I'm frustrated by uncivil and rude behavior of many politicians. Total agree, 87%. Total disagree, 11%. I think those are accurate numbers. I mean, certainly Donald Trump has ushered in an age of incivility. He has a perfect right to defend himself, but he does it in a very bombastic way. And when he ran against the Republicans, as you remember, in 2015, it's pretty brutal on him. Donald Trump pretty brutal on Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and John Kasich. He's pretty tough. So, you know, you can't say the president's totally innocent in all this. But the question that should have been asked is the media. The media is really what has done it. Two forces are dividing Americans. The ardently left-wing media, national media, and the political action committees funded by people like George Soros. Media Matters, Move On, Color of Change, Bonner Group, all of these people. You don't know them, but they have millions and millions of dollars, and they attack. And the attacks get into the media. And the media more than happy to destroy any person with whom they disagree. New York Times loves to destroy people. Washington Post as well. They love it. But not people they like. They got to be dragged kicking and screaming into the Bill Clinton impeachment. But Donald Trump and anybody who voted for him, gladly. They'll gladly do it. And all Americans know that. Now, are there nasty politicians? Yeah, there are nasty politicians. Of course there are. Look at Schiff, Adam Schiff. I mean, really, you know? Maxine Waters. And there are Republicans, not as many, who are nasty. But I think the folks know we're in a social civil war now. There's no doubt about it in my mind. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's go to the mail. Charles King is in New Rochelle, New York, and says, double standard. It's okay for the Democrats to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election, allegedly by Trump, but not okay for Trump to investigate Ukraine interference in the 2016 election, allegedly by the Obama administration. Don't people see this? People see what they want to see. I mean, I made a point yesterday. Rachel Maddow. Oh, you can't have an investigation by the Justice Department into possible corruption on the part of the Democrats. No, can't have it. And this is a woman for 2 years. Yes, Mueller. Even if I was her mom, I'd say, you know, Rachel, it might not be a little fair. Kathy Russell, Bedford, Texas, could not put the United States of Trump down. Appreciate so much the facts presented. President Trump is a real person, has been blessed with the ability to understand and relate to the masses. I'm glad you liked the book. It is an honest book. Every sentence is accurate. And I hope you guys will get it. Gino, concierge member, thank you, Gino. Bill, the Impeach the Media bumper sticker might be the best stocking stuffer gift ever. My wife and kids are going to be very surprised. Not after this, Gino. It's a great stocking stuffer. Impeach the Media. If you buy any sign book, United States Trump or any of the others, and they make great Christmas gifts. Fabulous. You can personalize who you want to give it to. I'll do all that for you. You get a free Impeach the Media bumper sticker, and you can buy 5 packs, very inexpensive if you want to. All right, we love them. Impeach the media. They need to be impeached. Concierge members, I'm going to read one letter. We want you to upgrade if you are so disposed. Fred Burdick, Dalton, Georgia. Your expertise in news and reporting politics is invaluable in today's fake news era, Bill. I've had several political questions and appreciate the rapid personal response I received from you. An informed voter is required in this republic to keep and you keep us informed. Thanks for the direct access. That's what you get when you're a concierge member, direct access to me, and it's a lot of fun to boot, and you get huge discounts on all our stuff. See you soon.